Now, I was beginning to get some of my senses back. What with the warmth and the rest of sitting down, I was out of the frying pan into the fire, no question, but I couldn't for the life of me see why he'd killed Hansen and taken me prisoner, unless it was for information. And when he'd got all that he wanted, what was he going to do with me? I could guess. Yes, what will they think of next? He sauntered in front of the fireplace, slim and elegant in his tight-fitting black tunic and breeches, and turned to flash his teeth at me. Suppose you tell me... I don't know, says I. It was, as you've guessed, we were to try to release him and let down the bridge. And if that failed, they didn't say. Do they know our garrison? They think only a few. Well guessed, or well spied out. Not that it'll help them. If they try to storm the place, their dear prince will be feeding the fishes in the Yordense before they're over the causeway. Do they know that, I wonder? I nodded. They know all about it. He grinned happily. Well, then we needn't fret about them, need we? It gives us time to consider. How many men have they over yonder, by the way? And be very, very careful how you answer. I heard them say 50. Wise flash man, I knew you, see. Suddenly he clapped me on the shoulder. Would you like to meet your royal twin? I've been longing to bring the pair of you face to face, you know, and you can see at the same time the excellent arrangements we have for his... shall we say security in the event of burglars? Come along. He flung open the door. Oh, and fleshmen, he added, carelessly smiling. You will bear in mind that I'm not de Côté, won't you? You'll do nothing foolish, I mean. You see, it would be a great waste, because I think we may be able to try out a little scheme of mine together, you and I. We'll see. He bowed and waved me through. After you, your highness,